giant program right there by Black on Black on Black. They'll be back next Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio Valencia. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is John Hell. This is Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. deep in the heart of the Mission District. Proud to call the Mission District home for over 15 years. We're going strong. It's been really good so far. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep rocking and rolling. We're going to keep having a good time. And I got some special people in the studio coming up in a little bit. Not that long, a little while. I'm going to play some music first, and then I'll bring these fabulous folks on. I'm so happy to have them in the studio! It's been only been 8 years. It's only been 8 years trying to get this guy in the studio. You have no idea how difficult it is talking to his agent. Forget about it, right? Like all of his handlers, not going to happen. Now, finally, my people talk to their people. We all figured it out. We got together. We said, okay, we think we can do this. He just requires a bubbly water and a burrito. That's it. Maybe a blanket if it gets really cold. So he's going to be coming on. We got a few folks in the studio. We got his main handler in the studio, too. And going to be on coming up right here, right now. In just a moment, Radio Valencia.
I know, George, way to Cape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. See, I just answered the question for you. It's incredible. Right here on Radio Valencia Classic, going out to the folks in the Seattle area. I hope you guys stay dry. Also, here in the Bay Area, it's wet, so stay dry. A little Zeppelin action for you. My name is John Hell. This right here is Radio Valencia, Monday nights, 8 to 10. Me, it's me, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have this guy in the studio. I've been trying to get him for years and years. Then I had to wait for him to learn how to talk, and I had to wait for him to learn how to walk. I had to wait for him to, like, no longer spit up food. I had to wait for him. I had to wait. And now we figured it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to the Radio Valencia Studios, the one, the only, Bodie Hell. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Bodie?
Oh, that's loud, that's loud, that's loud.
Okay. I'll take care of you. How are you? I turned it down. How's it going?
I'm fine.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
You've been waiting for this, too.
I know.
Okay. So, Bodie, how old are you?
I'm 8.
What grade are you in?
2nd.
How are you liking winter break so far?
Just been great. We've passed through Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah's over. And what did we just go do the other day that was super exciting?
We went on the Polar Express.
Say that one more time into the mic.
We went on the Polar Express.
That was so cool, man. What did you get there?
Hot chocolate and a bell.
And a bell. It was so cool, man.
And carols.
Yeah, we sang Christmas carols, right? Okay, no, you're doing great, dude. You're doing, you look all right. You happy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, buddy, you, you listen to a lot of music. We have a lot of music in our household, don't we?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like to sing. And you like to play music. Do you play any instruments?
No.
Well, you kind of do.
Sometimes.
What do you like to play?
Ukes.
Ukes?
Yeah, the ukulele.
A little closer there. Ukulele?
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I need to play ukulele.
Yeah, you just learned a song the other day. You were doing pretty well. And you like to sing a lot. And what kind of music do you like to listen to? If you had your choice, if you had a choice of music, say, Dad, I want to play this. What kind of music? Not a song title, but what kind of music?
I like K-pop music.
You do?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
K-pop, Demon Hunters, really.
It didn't come from me.
You're funny, Dad. Shut up.
Looking? That's right. That's right. His number one handler is here, too. Saucy's in the house.
Yeah. And I also like Looney Tunes music.
Oh, that's true. You do like Looney Tunes music, don't you?
I'm gonna tell.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. Oh, you and I had we were gonna sing a song together at your school, weren't we?
Daddy, can I say?
No, you're already on mic. Go ahead. What were you gonna say? Get on the mic, though.
I'm going to tell.
I don't even know what that was
from. I'm going to tell.
So, Bodie, really?
A classic, sometimes, very rarely Bugs said.
Wow.
So, Bugs Bunny.
A rare Bugs Bunny line.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you wanted to play a song.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, Dad, I'm starting with this song. All right, you have to introduce this song. Before you say the name of it, where did you find this song?
I found it on a YouTube video. It was from K-Pop Demon Hunters. And my friends really introduced me to it. So,
yeah.
Can I say the title?
Yes, you can.
The name is this. It's called Soda Pop. K-Pop Demon Hunters. Saj Boys, not the main characters.
And what's the name of the radio station you're at?
Radio Valencia.
You heard it from Bodie.
Yep. How many minutes is the movie?
Wait, what is that?
Soda pop, my little soda pop. Cool me down, you're so hot. Warm me up, I won't stop.
demon. Obviously demon.
Make me wanna flip the top. I'm gonna come make you hit the spot. Every little drip to drop, fizz and pop. That's what I'm told that it's getting hot.
Sipping, man, it's dripping out, it's done. I need a second round and pour a lot of. Don't you stop till my soda pop fizzles out.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Right here, what radio station are we listening to?
Radio Valencia?
That's right, Radio Valencia. Who are you?
Bodie Rosenberg.
Hey.
Already got introduced.
Oh, you did. I forgot. And who's that?
Sergeant Sauce.
So get on the mic, kid. Get on the, yeah, Sergeant Sauce.
Yeah.
And who am I?
Mike John Hell.
Got it, man. Bodie. You're doing great, buddy. You're doing great. Yeah, they're pretty big. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's, you know, Future Family Fun Time here on Hell's Kitchen Radio. And it's Bodie's first show tonight. We're so excited he's here. And yes, the headphones are large for an eight-year-old head. Okay, Bodie. Hey, Bod. It's totally awesome, dude.
I know.
Don't worry about it. So that was Father John Misty. Did you like that song?
Yep.
I know. I did, too.
I want my mom to talk now.
Well, okay, Sergeant Sauce is going to say hello and tell us what she thought about that Father John Misty song, Nancy, from now on. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, gentlemen.
We played some Father John Misty.
Yeah, that music touches a place deep in my soul.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He has the best ooze. His ooze.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
Did you hear how smooth and warm those ooze were?
They are so smooth and ooze.
And they're groovy, and you feel like you're traveling on them, and you're just like, please just no matter what, at least just I have you to ooh me down the river.
Just keep oohing. Uh-oh.
I just fell.
What's going on? Oh, I love all the technical
daddy
shenanigans.
Okay. Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's a bit tall
good
for
stuff.
Me, daddy.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
I'm going to move it a bit closer.
Yeah, you do that. Isn't this great? This is the perfect kind of radio that I enjoy. So just before that, Bodie, we heard a song for you. What song did we play?
We played Soda Pop. I already told that.
That's what we have. But some of the listeners may have shown up after you introduced the song. So now they need to know. They need to have an idea of what it was that they heard.
Soda Pop is a Korean song that from K-Pop Demon Hunter, Saja Boys, which are not the main characters.
No. Did you like the movie?
Yeah, I've never seen the entire thing, but
can you tell us why?
Because, I don't know.
It's a little scary at times.
Yeah.
I ran and hid.
You watched it.
We started to.
Dad did not run and hid.
Okay, fine. Have you seen it?
I have seen maybe little bits of it, and
okay.
I've seen something even more disturbing.
Whoa.
Is the weird knockoff videos that different creators make about K-pop Demon Hunter stuff.
Really?
That he's like watching YouTube videos of weird stuff. I'm like, is this from the movie? And he's like, no. And I'm like, it looks like it, but it's not. And I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about this genre, but I'm old. So I don't have to like it. It's not up to me.
You know what? I appreciate the genre. I love that there are so many people that fucking love K-pop. Oh, sorry. That love K-pop. I think I think it's a global phenomenon.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm happy. I'm talking babies. Hang on, babes.
Talk. My dad's 55.
Anyway, have to say, as his parents, I think we both are going to work on making sure he's exposed to all kinds of awesome music.
Oh, totally.
We don't know where the K-pop thing came from. I blame it on society and late stage capitalism.
That's okay. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's been like boy bands and girl bands around for generations, so it's nothing new. But it's okay because I balanced it out today because I played Fugazi and the Minutemen in the house for a few hours today.
Yeah, you did.
So you got that going for you, too. So that was good.
You played Fugazi?
And the Minutemen. Because 40 years ago today, D. Boone died. And so I had to play some Minutemen in celebration of the great D. Boone. Isn't that right, Bodie?
Yep.
Yeah.
One day
Fugazi was great. He kept singing Waiting Room, which maybe I'll play later.
One day he'll learn the significance of all this.
I wait. He was totally doing that. He was all waving his hand. I wait. Damn, man. Ian McKay would be stoked.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Can we play one of my songs?
We're playing actually Mommy's song. She's going to introduce this next one.
Yeah,
do you remember it?
Yeah, it's
been a while since I've cued it.
Yeah, Surf Rider.
Yes.
Surf Rider by a French duo, an electronica duo, two young guys. I don't know anything about them. I do know that this song was... So I saw a video of dancers from a dance company. I don't know which one. I forgot that part. And they're doing a choreographed dance, and this is the music that they're dancing to.
Yeah.
And it is one of the most beautiful dances I've ever seen. It's... it's kind of addictive watching it.
Okay.
And if you read the comments on, you see people keep feeling like drawn to watch it over and over again, and then everyone goes and finds the song.
Oh, cool.
So I found it online.
Well,
and
that's Surf Rider is the band. This is off their 20...
No, the Surf Rider.
Sorry, Il Est Vilain is the name of the artist. This is off of their Surf Rider LP that came out in 2015, and it's the title track. That's what we're going to hear right now. Sound good?
All right, man.
Everybody ready?
Okay.
Do it.
Radio Valencia. Say that again.
Success.
On Radio Valencia. they're so good. Brown Out is the name of the artist.
Uh-huh.
Originally Money Chicha out of Austin, Texas. I took that off of their very first Brown Out. Very first Brown Out record. Brown Sabbath Volume 1 from 2014 and their cover there of The Wizard. Just before that, some brilliant sounds there from the Black Angels off of their 2022 record Wilderness of Mirrors. We heard the track Here and Now. Started off the set there with a Saucy inspired track. Surf Rider is the name of the record. The track is called Surf Rider. Il Est Vilain from 2015. Are they from France?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're a French electronic duo.
Yeah, that was fun. There's a lot of dancing happening in the studios. Hey, yeah. Bodie, how you doing? All right?
Uh-huh.
Were you dancing a lot there?
Sure.
You were?
Meow, meow.
Yeah, meow, meow. So, funny thing happened to me today, Bodie. Do you want to tell the world what happened to me today?
No.
Are you sure?
You tell it.
So, okay. I had a pain in my mouth. I had a pain in my mouth. And I'm like, I got to go to my dentist. And he said a few weeks ago, he goes, yeah, it looks like you have an old filling that needs to be replaced. I'm like, okay, that's not a big deal. It's like basically redoing a cavity. And so I went today to the dentist to, like, what I thought, Bodie, was going to be me just getting a refilling of my cavity. And what happened? No, say it. You don't want to say?
I want you to.
He pulled out my tooth.
Oh, Bodie's a bit disturbed by the concept
of this. I am too, man. I was like... So he's going into it, and he thought the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, cool. We'll drill it out, and we'll clean it, and we'll reset it and all that. And he's like, oh, there's a crack. And he goes, I'm going to follow this crack. Like, yeah, follow the crack. It's actually my mantra, follow the crack. And used to be follow the money. But anyway, so he kept going and going. He goes, well, you have an option. We could do a root canal, or I could remove the tooth. And I said... Well, where are we at with this? He goes, well, I'm still following the crack. It might get to a point where we don't have a choice. And so he gets down. And I even asked, okay, I have a question. What's the least painful option? But I was so numb. My face was so numb. It wasn't like I was feeling anything anyway. And so when he said, we got to remove it. There's no way. There's no way we could save this. I go, am I going to feel this? He goes, you're going to feel pressure. You're totally numb. I had the music on. I go, take it. And, man, he went to town on me. Yeah. My only thought during the whole thing was, don't slip. Just don't slip.
What does that mean?
Like, if he's got the thing in my mouth and he slips, right. What could happen, man? That would suck. But I'll be honest, I almost fell asleep. I was so relaxed for a while, just sitting there while he's working on me. Wow. And I had music on, and I was just sort of...
Did he give you nitrous?
No, and I asked if he had gas, and he did not.
And he didn't give you, like, an Ativan or something?
No.
So you were
I was really numb.
I
was just
vibes?
Chilling out, and all the while I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's doing this. And then I said, okay, where are you at with this? He goes, oh, it's out. I go, it's okay.
Wow. I mean, you went from, like, thinking this was, like, an easy procedure to the horror of realizing an imminent tooth pull, and then you relaxed into it so much that you fell asleep.
Yeah, almost. I was very relaxed.
Dad, can I talk now?
Yeah.
Right now it feels fine.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I'll have to keep taking some ibuprofen, but I think I'm doing okay. Wow, check you out, man. I can't wait. I can't wait for you to. I can't wait, Bodie. Until you're in your 20s, and then you want to listen back to this particular show, and you're like, I can't believe I said that on the radio. But you might. Okay, so, Bodie, I have a question for you. You love rockets. Can you tell me what's that all about? Tell us about your love of rockets.
I really don't know where it came from, but it just popped into me.
Yeah. And what are you really into, like, right now, the past few days that you've been so stoked about?
I just got a new game.
Can't hear you.
Mike.
I just got a new game called The Inner Sandbox.
And sandbox games are the type of games you can build and destroy, right?
Yeah.
So and this is a game on the computer, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do on Universe Sandbox?
You really make systems do. There's, you can make stuff your own and save them. You make stuff your own. You can make systems, your stars and planets, moons.
You make all
cool
these.
Stuff like that.
And it's got really cool graphics.
And now you can make living planets.
And so you play God, basically.
Sora.
And you get to destroy.
Yeah, you can destroy.
Gods like
to
destroy.
You can explode stuff.
That's
like
God-like.
Like black holes.
Yeah.
Oh, did I not mention there's rings in there?
No, you didn't mention anything about rings. What's that about?
Well, black holes in this game don't actually have accretion disk, so you can add a ring, so it looks like that because it bends time.
Right.
Also,
of course,
you can add rings to planets that you want, because that's the main thing before.
Yeah.
And I'm still doing a lot of stuff I haven't done before. It's crazy.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
And you also like to play with a space flight simulator where you build rockets and launch them.
Yeah, the Universe Sandbox is not exactly like, but there is probes that you could just launch.
Oh, and Universe Sandbox.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you wish that you could build rockets within Universe Sandbox?
Nah, I'm fine with it because I like systems. You can also ban the gas giants and change visuals on things.
You could turn Jupiter into an Earth-like planet. And Earth into a Jupiter-like planet. Isn't that right?
Yep.
And you can make stars out of planets.
And and you could also make planets out of stars.
And you could supernova.
And then you add people to all these planets and create civilizations.
I already mentioned I could explode stuff.
I appreciate that, but I like explosions. So
yeah, me too. And sometimes if you get the game, it might be very laggy.
Well, it depends on how powerful your computer is.
So, Bodhi, do you develop entire societies?
Mommy, I can't
species?
Hear you. I can't hear you.
Do you develop species of creatures?
Well, you can, but you don't actually see them, which is...
That's unfortunate.
I know, but there is vegetation in the game.
That's cool.
That's like the only type of life.
So I just want to let everybody know, Bodhi is an 8-year-old who really loves rockets and space and math. He's very good at math, and he'll be paying for our retirement. Thank you, Bodhi. All right, let's get back to it. Bodhi, you have a song that you really wanted to play. Do you remember what it is?
Your Idol.
Yeah, bye.
K-Pop Demon Hunters.
On what radio station?
Radio Valencia.
Outstanding. Here we go.
All these songs are on Radio Valencia, by the way.
That's right, Radio Valencia.
Time it hurts, play another verse. I can be a time to wear. No, I'm the only one right now. I want more than water when it all burns down. More than power, more than gold. Yeah, you gave me your heart, now I'm here for your soul. I'm the only one who loves your sins. Feel the way my voice gets underneath your skin. Listen, cause I'm
beautiful sounds there from Wooden Ships off of their 2013 classic Back to Land. We heard the track Ghouls. Some L.A. Witch from their 2020 release Play with Fire. We heard Motorcycle Boy and started off the set with what song did we hear at the beginning?
Soda Pop.
No.
No, wait, which one was it?
Your Idols.
Your Idols.
Bye.
The Soda Boys K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, yeah. Right here on what what radio station?
The same one we got. I told you already.
Wait, which is what? You have to tell the listeners every single time.
RV.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Radio Valencia.
Outstanding. What's your name?
Bodie Rosenberg. I already told that like a billion times.
Dang, listen to this kid. When you do so here, when you do radio, you have to say it every break. You have to tell people who you are. And here's the reason why. You may have told me, but it's possible we have new listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's my name?
Sean Hill.
And who's that?
Sergeant Sauce.
That's right. No. We're here to...
Hell Sauce.
The Hell Sauce together again in the Radio Valencia studios. So, that's right. The parents have brought the child to the radio station this evening. So, so other parent,
yeah.
What are your thoughts about this young fellow here in the studio with us tonight and his musical, how he's growing with his musical menu, if you will?
Well, I'd say the menu is definitely extending.
Like, yeah.
As we speak, but I'm seeing something else.
I'm interested.
I'm seeing a lot of movement, a lot of spinning, a lot of... tapping feet, getting down, getting funky, dancing. I'm seeing a lot of dancing tonight.
There is a lot.
And there's something about dancing with your family.
Oh, yeah.
And when I just want to sit and eat my burrito, but my son says, no, Mom, get over here. And he's pulling me onto the dance floor.
He wants to dance. We were out having dumplings last week, and we were out waiting for our table. Isn't this right? And as we were waiting for the table, you're like, let's dance.
Grab.
There's also something else about having an 8-year old. You have to do a lot for them.
It's pretty much nonstop.
It is pretty much that.
Except for the different periods where they are occupied with something that frees you up a few moments to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that?
Have a episode of an existential crisis.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Throw the clothes in the dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Face your mortality.
Yeah.
Make lunch.
That's good.
Yell at your files.
I hope not. What grade are you in now?
I already
listeners don't know. You have to get used to saying these things a lot.